Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Oh, we certainly can. He can turn it on at the turn of a dime. It is Richard Pasco this morning, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if that makes me sound like a tech consultant or something else, but yes. Thanks, Adam. So, yes.
Anytime. If you want ambiguous descriptions, you come to the right place. Hey, Richard, there comes a time in everyone's life when it ends. Not to start on a downer, but we all die. And there is a time when you need a best friend to make sure that your browser history has been erased. But there's other things you can do to prepare your digital life for your death.
There are lots of things you can do. But I've got to say, you know, I always get phone calls from people where people have passed away. They need to get into their smartphones or their tablets, which I've got to say, a lot of times can't be done. Computers, different matter. We can always get into those as well. But one thing you can do is create a password manager emergency kit. So password managers have the keys to all your digital accounts, including your bank numbers, your credit card numbers, and other important information that you might need to leave behind. So make it easy to pass on to loved ones. 1Password does this, Keeper does it, Dashlane, they help you create an emergency kit, and you sign up.
I assume they are, watertight when it comes to the ability for others to get into them before you die.
Yeah, and you can print this out, download a copy to USB, place it somewhere safe like a lockbox where, you know, loved ones can access it in the event of your death.
Okay.
I think it's a really good idea to do that. You also make sure you add a Facebook legacy contact on there as well. Every couple of years, I end up saying happy birthday to somebody who passed away, and his poor wife rings me up, and I say, you really need to put it into a memorialised state.
Yes.
You really do. Yes, be a good idea. And we've got Google's inactive account manager. So with that, you can turn it on and say, if Richard doesn't access his Google account for, let's say, 6 months, it notifies Adam to find out if Richard's still alive or not.
There you go.
Good idea.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about huskydude63@hotmail.com? You know, those old accounts that we had when we were kids, and now we have regrettable names.
Yeah, that's where you place it. And big cheer out Hot Girl 18, who I met again the other day, at hotmail.com. I think she's 58
yeah,
now.
Right,
so, yeah,
right, exactly.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Tepid chick 58 is not as alluring, but anyway.
Yeah, hubby was there as well.
Nice.
Hilarious. So, yeah, so he said you're going to enjoy this email address, Richard. All of those sort of things will be done. That's where it goes into that emergency kit. Make sure you do something so you can pass that on to somebody who's looking after your estate. It's probably part of about creating that online will, Adam.
Yeah, good idea.
Well.
Very
so
nice. That's great.
This is my online life. This is how you access it, and the do's and the don'ts in there for people as well.
Good stuff. Now, there are people who are quite concerned about, the man or the government or the authorities tracking where they are when they're when they're using electronic devices. That's a fair enough concern. But there is a time when you really want them to track you, and that's been made a little easier.
Only for 000 calls. So emergency operators can now pinpoint a mobile phone's location. It's a new system that got introduced at the end of 2020 called Advanced Mobile Location. But it just got implemented 2 weeks ago. So they've turned it on and activated it now. It means 000 operators can see the location of a person calling if they have a compatible mobile phone. I've got to say, when I looked at the mobile phones, it's probably 95% of them are compatible.
Okay.
It's accurate to within 5 to 50 metres.
Okay.
That's how close
they'll
get.
That's pretty great.
So I reckon it's great. Could save a life when a caller cannot describe their exact location, such as you're on unfamiliar roads, you're on a remote farm, or where a child is making a call. Also good for those people that go along and annoy 000 callers with their bogus calls, because now the police will come knocking at your door.
Very good idea. And, of course, if you need closer tracking, just get the AstraZeneca vaccine, as we all know and have read on the internet.
I'm glowing a bit today, Adam. I think it must be the AstraZeneca.
You're a hot spot. Anyway, moving on. Facebook is starting to get some of that information we've just been talking about and tell them they're very bad people and they should stop what they're doing.
Isn't that a good idea to go along and do this? So they're going to reduce the distribution of your post in a news feed from a user account if it frequently shares content that's been flagged as false by one of the company's fact-checking partners. Great idea on that, because I still see things on my feed from...
what's Pete Evans going to do?
Poor old Pete's going to be stuffed when it comes to this. They will also launch ways to inform people if they're interacting with crap comment that, you know, it has been checked and it's nonsense on there as well. So it is a bit of a hard thing for them to go along and do, but at least they're taking some action about it. They took down 1.3 billion fake accounts between October and December.
I reckon of those have asked me to be a friend of them in the last 6 months, and then they tell me that they're looking for love and affection, and I need to click a link.
Yeah, I had one of those this morning as well. One friend, and I think poor old Adrian, and I'll call you out here, Adrian. Might have been drinking when he added this person.
Right, I would have remembered you from high school, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly right. It's another model from Wyala.
Right.
How many models from Wyala are we going to have?
Beautiful
there,
people, Wyala. Put a set of teeth in them. Gorgeous. Anyway, lovely. 1.3 billion fake accounts taken down. That's great. Good on them. Thank you, Richard. We appreciate your insight. If you want to read it in its full form, adelaidetechguide.com.au. And Richard, available for tech consultancy, of course, and these contact details are there at adelaidetechguide.com.au. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Look forward to it.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!